Well, those who help shape the minds of future generations are unequivocally in support of the Black Lives Matter initiative. That's according to Dean Ingram, the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. VOCM's Brian Medora spoke with Ingram about a petition that's making the rounds to have Black history taught and celebrated in Newfoundland and Labrador schools.
Teachers have been involved in curriculum development committees. In fact, I was involved with that, developing the high school biology curriculum a number of years back. But certainly a revision of the curriculum to reflect our current society is certainly an important step. I want to stress that the NLTA is firmly and unequivocally in support of the Black Lives Matter initiative. Racism in any of its forms is abhorrent, and we all must take steps to erase it. Certainly we'd be interested in having discussions as to how to integrate curriculum that actually brings our curriculum more in line with what we need and our students need to be exposed to. I also use this line that we teach children through curriculum, and therefore that curriculum must provide lessons that they carry forward in their lives.
Is there racism in our schools? And if so, how prevalent, how prominent?
How prominent it is, I don't think it'd be fair for me to make an actual statement. I think schools are a reflection of society at large. To think that there's not racism in our province would be an incorrect statement. Is there? The degree to which it is prevalent in our schools, I would say, would be reflective of our general populace. But it's very important that any time racism, acts of racism, notions of racism are identified, it has to be called out. It has to be stamped out.
We've seen things happen so much faster than we're used to, almost like lightning speed, whether it's charges against the police officers involved in Minneapolis, whether it's dissolution of the police force in Minneapolis in favor of something else. Realistically speaking, when you're talking about introducing a new component, especially something as significant as this, what kind of a time frame would you be looking at?
Well, in terms of injuries and new to our curriculum development, well, I think these are things we need to look at. I mean, if you look at the process, the normal process of curriculum development, reading into curriculum objectives, it has to be in the context of the full curriculum. The curriculum guides right now are pretty full, and then it needs to be an evaluation. If we introduce other items, there has to be an examination. Are there other items that can be delineated through? That's not to say that this isn't important. I think it's extraordinarily important, but there also has to be an examination of where it would fit in the context of our current curriculum, and these are decisions that the Department of Education would make. It's important those discussions happen, and we need to examine the curriculum through this consultation process.
And things I presume would have to be so much different from the elementary grades to the upper grades, junior high and high school?
Absolutely, and that's why it would be so critically important that in any development of our provincial curriculum at whatever grade level, you have to include the experts in curriculum delivery, that of course being our province's teachers through the association. But I do want to stress we would fully be in support of revising our curriculum to reflect our current society and the demands and lessons we need to entrench within our student population.
And in terms of teachers' qualifications and abilities themselves, what would teachers have to do? You're taking on a pretty significant, if it does come to that, pretty significant new component of the curriculum. You don't just read a couple of chapters a night and bang-o, you can go into the classroom and spread the word. Does that have to be ingrained at the university level for you? Can you do it midstream?
I think what we have to look at, introduce something like this there, you're correct in that it's not something you can simply do a one and done. I think the process of curriculum development would unfold as it would normally. I think these are things that could be integrated. I know that our province teachers are amongst the best trained and qualified anywhere in the world. In fact, our teachers are in demand across the planet. Every year there's recruitment fairs that come to this province looking to hire Newfoundland teachers to teach in various jurisdictions. If we were to change the curriculum, there would necessary to be a significant professional learning to ensure that not only that the material is taught, but the context of material is also developed. So that was something that would need to be as part of it. As for the education program at our university, these are things that would need to be taken in context with them. The university operates independently, and I think these are discussions we have that with the Faculty of Education as to how best serve the new reality within our province of schools.
And that is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, Dean Ingram, speaking with VOCM's Brian Medora about a petition that's making the rounds to have Black history taught and celebrated right here in this province.